I'm talking today with Andrea Kruska.
Hello.
Hi. I'm so glad you're here today. Andrea and I just met for the very first time.
Which is insane since we both work at tech and we're both kind of in the same world.
We're in the world of art and theater and all of those things. But, you know, I guess you just can't meet everybody. And
unfortunately.
Tech just gets bigger and bigger.
Oh, it's huge. It's ridiculous. It's great,
ridiculous.
But...
Yeah, no, it is. It's good. They're employing a lot of people.
Yes, which is important.
So you're an artist.
Yes.
And that's what we're going to talk about today. And it's kind of fun because I'm not sure what your area of art is. What is your art area?
So I do landscape and nature photography, and I've been doing since about 2019. Well, I mean, really since the early 2000s, but more so seriously since about 2019.
Okay. And so photography is such, I think it's such an interesting art form because, you know, since the rise of cell phones, everybody can take pictures, but photographers take pictures.
Yes. Everyone can take a picture. Not everyone can frame a picture, understand lighting and color and composition and all the same things that you see with every other art form. It's just... people think it's easier because it's just digital and you can take 1,000 shots, which I do quite often.
Right.
But there's something about just having the eye where you can see, oh, yes, this is going to be beautiful and I can't wait to put this on my wall.
Okay. So what originally drew you to that? I mean, you know, like I said, we all at some point or another are kind of amateur photographers. What drew you to do something with it more?
Well, so going way back... to the early 2000s, I had found my dad's old Minolta cameras from the 70s.
Oh, cool.
And I looked up where I could find, I lived in Detroit at the time, and I looked where I could find photography classes because I was like, this is so cool. I want to use my dad's old cameras. So I actually learned on film and developing my own film, processing in black and white.
Wow.
And I loved it. And in Detroit, we do have some beautiful nature there.
Sure.
A little bit outside the city. but I also did a lot of like more urban renewal and cityscapes and things like that. And then I stopped taking those classes and, you know, started working full time and then trying to go back to school full time and then trying to go back to school full time again and then again. And I just kind of lost the chance to do a lot of photography and I missed it. And then when I moved to Cookeville in 2016, I had lost my job, so I had no money. And I was like, what do I do with my time? So I started driving around, going to all these state parks, all these natural areas, and taking pictures, and just really discovered, like, the hiking is great for me. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just taking all these pictures as kind of memories for myself. And one day, late 2018, I think it was, Emily Newman, who's a painter in town, was like, when are you going to start selling these things? Because I was posting everything on Instagram and I'm like, people might want my stuff. Like, this is just with the cell phone.
Right.
And eventually I just kept going and going and going and bought a camera and then bought a different camera and then bought some new lenses. And now I just love going out and seeing the shot that no one else can see.
That is so interesting. It is funny you mentioned the when are you going to go about selling these things? Because artists, we don't tend to think about monetizing things.
Exactly.
We're doing these creative things that feed our souls and feed our imagination. But it is interesting when the two can connect a little bit. That's kind of cool. Talk a little bit, too, about some of the photography. We're going to be taking a break in just a second. When we come back, I would love to talk to you a little bit about the difference between film and digital. But with this, talk about just Tennessee is such a beautiful place. I imagine it was just almost overwhelming for you for taking pictures.
100%. It was every single time just going out. I'm like, oh, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. This is beautiful. This is beautiful. And it's almost like, my job is done. All I got to do is point and shoot.
Right.
And obviously there's more that goes into it, especially once you like get into an actual camera where you've got settings and you can change your aperture and shutter speed and like especially with like waterfalls, get that soft water effect. So it was a big learning curve.
Cool. All right. Well, I'm talking with Andrea Kruska, and we'll be right back to talk a little bit more about photography. And I'm back with Andrea Kruska. So I had mentioned in the previous segment, what are some of the differences? You said you originally got inspired to start doing photography because you found your father's cameras. And so what was it like? People rarely shoot on film anymore, right? I mean, a lot of people shoot using the digital.
I think most people do digital. I do have one friend who has just recently got really into film photography, and I love it and I miss it. It's a lot more stress because you take these photos and you have no idea what you're going to get from them. But the biggest difference for me is the actual like processing and editing, because with digital, I'm sitting at a computer staring at a screen like, oh my God, this is miserable. But I've learned to just like put on some like I really love film scores for editing, because I can just put like some very epic music on while I'm looking at these like landscapes and waterfalls.
Make
and
it
rivers.
A creative, the whole creative
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. Like it's just very like soothing and powerful and cinematic, and I love that. But back when I worked in a dark room, it's just you have the smells of those chemicals. It's dark. It's quiet. It's just like such a mental health break. Because you know, and I mean, back then I didn't have a cell phone, or maybe I did, but it was not the way it is now, right? So it was always like a couple hours when I'd just be in the dark room and no one knew where I was. No one could bug me. You couldn't just walk in because you got to, you know, keep the light controlled and everything. And it was so amazing and just so like magical of an experience. And then actually like, watching, so after you process your film and then you're developing photos and sure. enlarging and everything, and you put your paper in the developer and in all the chemicals, and you're just seeing this appear, and you're like, oh my goodness, I did that. And sometimes the I did that turns out to be, oh, I did that.
What did I do?
That wasn't right. Double exposures were big for that. But it was just like such a, I don't even know really how to describe it. It's magical and it's relaxing and it's soothing and it's just like my brain could just turn off and focus on this is what I'm doing right now.
I believe it. You know, it's funny, and I can't think of the movie, but there's been a couple movies that have captured the work in the dark room and that developing process and, you know, the images revealed and that kind of thing. And it really does have kind of a romantic feel to it.
It does. And it's not something you really have anymore. And it's one of those things I miss. I miss the nostalgia.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. Have you done any work with the Craft Center?
Not with the Craft Center. I do obviously know them sure. over there because of a formerly hosting the show and then, of course, working at Tech and right. just being in the art world in Cookeville in general.
The reason I thought of the Craft Center was years and years ago when my son was much younger, we went up to one of the spring day things that they did up there. And one of the things they did, they took us into the dark room and they had this thing where you took a picture, and they literally took my son and myself through the whole process. And it was really cool. And it was like, and you were in this dark and it was cool in there.
Yes.
And the smells. And it was just, I've never forgotten it. It was a really, a very cool experience that Gus and I really loved.
Like, I can imagine. And the Craft Center does so many cool things like that. And the spring celebration every year.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just so cool. And I need to go out and do more of those things.
Now, let me say, so we talk about some of the beautiful scenery. Have you still done some photography with kind of, I mean, there's a lot of interesting urban-y kind of settings, whether it's in Cookville, you know, or have you done some photography with that as well, or are you really more into the nature?
I focus on nature because that's what I love, but I love old buildings. I love churches. I was up in South Bend, Indiana last mm-hmm. fall for a conference. And so I actually got to like go and tour the Basilica at Notre Dame. And
oh, wow.
Some of those pictures I got there are just beautiful. And it's not 100% like my forte, but way better than taking pictures of people, which is one thing I will very, very rarely do because I just do not want to.
Okay, well, that's fair. I'm talking with Andrea Kruska, and we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. I'm back with Andrea Kruska. We're talking about photography and some of the beautiful areas that that she has photographed here in the Upper Cumberland. So you were talking just off camera. Yeah, we know. You don't want to see me.
They do want to see me.
They want to see you. They don't want to see me. But we were off mic talking about some of the work that you do with tech and how it intersects with the photography work. Would you talk a little more about that?
It's kind of been funny because when I started at tech, I do our student innovation entrepreneurship competition, EagleWorks. I run that. And we work with a lot of small businesses. And then back in 2019, we started doing rural tourism branding and some projects related to that just because it's an easy thing for communities to do and get into. And so I got connected with a whole bunch of the different chambers and Visit Cookeville, the Upper Cumberland Tourism Association. And so because I have all these photos of these beautiful places that they're trying to promote, I'm just like, yes, take this, use it. Like, I mean, I would love credit, but I don't need it.
Right.
I just want people to experience this place the same way I do and get that sense of magic and wonder, because really what we have here in the Upper Cumberland can go head to head with anything in the Smokies. It's beautiful.
Absolutely.
And we don't have the crowds or the cost.
So that is true.
It is wonderful. So it's kind of a nice way where my outside work and inside work can kind of mesh together. And so sometimes I just get to go out with someone from one of the tourism agencies and be like, okay, I'm helping you by taking pictures today. And this is my job. This is amazing. Life is great.
That's awesome. Let me ask you this, Andrea. Is there anything or is there an area that you would love to visit because you'd love to take pictures of it that you haven't had a chance to yet?
In the Upper Cumberland or in general?
In general.
I really want to go see the redwoods.
Oh, yeah.
I love trees. My favorite picture I've ever taken, one of the first ones I think that I even printed when I first started really getting into more of a professional side of photography, is this tree at Burgess Falls. It's a beech tree. It's beautiful. And like the light and color and everything was amazing. And I just like trees are one of those things, like they just ground everybody, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And the redwoods are just so incredible. And, you know, I've seen them a million times in photos or in Star Wars. But I would really love to get there. And then also I'd really love to do some travel overseas, like Ireland, Scotland. I'd love to go there.
I will say,
really
I for the very first time got to go to Ireland back in March.
My son was
doing study abroad for the whole semester, and so my wife and I went to visit him. He was in Dublin, and then we rented a car and we drove all across the country. And yeah, I mean, it's interesting because there were a number of times where I found myself saying, this is similar in a lot of ways to Tennessee.
It really is.
I mean, the hills and the greenery and
it's
the
beauty. It's the same mountain range.
Yeah, it really is.
Appalachia stretches under the ocean and goes into
Scotland
and really Ireland.
It's really something, and you really do see it. But, it's absolutely worth it to make the trip over there. I highly recommend it.
Alaska would be the other one. That's bucket list for sure.
Oh, I'll bet.
Yeah.
I've never been there either. But it's definitely on my short list as well.
Oh, for sure.
My wife just got back I think it rewired her brain a little bit, but she just got back from Reykjavik.
Oh, cool. Another one I would love to go to. Everywhere. I want to go everywhere.
The pictures she sent me were things I had never seen before. I mean, and she just said it was so stunning, and she flew there, and my son flew from Dublin. That was the end of the trip.
Met
there, and they spent a couple of days there, and then flew back, and I picked them up in Nashville. I stayed home with the dog, but it was lovely. I just based on the pictures that I saw, it looks like something you would just love.
I'm sure I would.
Although really interesting, very very little greenery. Because they just don't—they don't have any there were no indigenous trees.
Oh, that's strange.
So there's things that were brought in but not originally from there. So that, I thought that was kind of interesting.
Given
your love of trees.
I do love trees.
So, well, Andrew, this has been an absolute delight talking with you today. And I look forward to seeing your photography. Is there a place online or something that we can see your photography?
Andrea Kruska Photo on Instagram and Facebook. That's AndreaKrus, Z as in zebra, K-A, photo.
We're going to have to check that out.
Yeah, I got to spell it out because no one knows how to spell that.
Well, Andrea, thank you so much. And I hope since you did host this show at one point a while back, I hope that I'm stepping
wonderful.
In the shoes.
Been wonderful.
Fantastic.
No notes at all.
Thank you so much. It's been so nice talking with you today.
Thanks for having me.